Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to Ask the Expert, North Texas, on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Thanks for joining us. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz, and joining us today, we have Dave Rauch, who's the CEO of ProTech Building Services. And one of the things that we are continuing to see are people struggling with their rent, struggling with their mortgages as they've now gotten into buying that new home, inflation continuing, low wages being an issue and a concern. And Dave, we wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit about how you're seeing the affordable housing crisis at this moment, especially here in Texas.
Yeah, the affordable housing crisis is obviously acute right now. And the main reason is because wages are being crimped by inflation. When we have 8.6 today or 9.1% inflation, you have wages increasing 5%, you're still down 4%. And so the money you have left over to go to rent is constricted. And then, of course, there's the eviction crisis, which we're going to talk about. And, you know, since 2000 to 2018, there's been about 50 some million evictions, about three and a half million a year. And so during the moratorium, that just put a stop on all those evictions. Now that the moratoriums are gone, it's a free for all.
And how has that free for all hurt the consumers themselves? Because they did have a free ride for a while. Mm-hmm. Of course, the landlords then had to figure out how they're going to pay their bills too.
Right. And there was a federal program to help the landlords recover that rent. And that program has paid out to date about $10 billion, which is a lot. But there were a lot of people not paying rent. Now, the problem is that for the people that didn't pay their rent during the moratoriums, that doesn't make the rent go away. And also the other expenses that go along with the rent. So those people are still on the hook for rent. And in some cases, fees that go on top of the rent that hasn't been paid. So it's a mess.
How do we get out of this mess? Is there any type of solution that we could see in the short term?
Well, I think that the government is the biggest problem we have in terms of regulating everything. Now, in New York City, they have rent control. California, the entire state is now under rent control. And when you put rent controls in, all you're doing is messing or monkeying with the natural capitalist market system. You're making it worse. And so rent controls are a problem. There's all kinds of other regulations that governments, which are, you know, well-meaning, trying to help people that can't afford rent, they're well-meaning, but they mess things up. So the biggest thing that can be done is get governmental regulations off the back of the market mechanism and allow the market to work. And the key thing there is building more homes and apartments. And I could give you an example of a house that's built in California versus a house that's built in Texas. The same house that's built in California costs about $700,000, where in Texas it's about $250,000. And that difference isn't the cost of the wood, isn't the cost of the cement, isn't the cost of labor. That difference is solely in regulation. Back in 2004, the building industry did a study called the Smith Family Housing Study. It was done by a Chicago economist out of the University of Chicago. And it outlined at that time the regulation, the regulatory framework here in California, which is just terrible. Now, you know that California has the worst housing in the country. It's unbelievable. In San Jose, you have to earn $305,000 a year to be able to afford an entry-level home. In San Francisco, you have to earn about $275,000. Now, juxtapose that to, say, Akron, Ohio, or Dallas, or Houston, where it's $60,000. Huge difference. And the reason I'm pointing this out is because that difference is caused by government regulation.
Let's also talk about just the inflation of rents themselves. Mm-hmm. Skyrocketing throughout North Texas and really throughout the country at this point. Mm-hmm. Do we see any breaks in this coming at all?
Yeah, again, it's supply and demand. You know, apartment builders are building a lot of apartments. Unfortunately, home builders are not building a lot of condominiums. And the reason being is because there's a significant amount of construction defect litigation when you build condos. Now, condos are attached homes, and mid-rises and high-rises are also attached communities, and they're subject to a lot of litigation because that common area that everyone owns in common is not well-maintained because of the confusion, because of the lack of a maintenance manual, the lack of a maintenance plan that the developers are not giving to the homeowners. Long story short, is that we need to build a lot more condominiums, and we're not. And we somehow have to unleash the housing market, home builders, you know, Lennar, D.R. Horton, all the big builders that are located, many of them are located in Texas, need to be building condominiums all over this country, and they're not. And that's that condominiums is the first step for most people into their housing journey. You know, when you're 25 years old, and you're looking at, you know, the equation on whether to buy a home or to rent, you know, if there's a low cost condominium that's in the mix, most people will buy the condominium, and it's a great form of ownership.
Talking about, you know, home buying, how much of a part are investors in causing a bit of this problem for what is available for that supply and demand?
Kristen, that's a great question. Something new is occurring right now. You've probably heard of it. Wall Street venture capital funds are getting involved in home buying in a major way. Last year, 2021, 24% of all the newly built homes in the entire country were purchased by venture capital backed home build to rent companies. And so for now I'm seeing them buying not just homes in areas of interest to them, but entire communities. So say D.R. Horton goes to build a community. These venture backed companies will go buy the entire community and then rent them out. Now why are they doing that? Two reasons. One is because they know that money, which during inflation becomes less valuable every day, they know that in the future, that real estate is a great investment to hold. It will hold its value, whereas the money, the capital, won't. So they're investing money like crazy into real estate, along with all kinds of real estate. In inflation, real estate's the best whole store of value. Second thing with these venture funds is they've got such a jump on regular home buyers because they can borrow money at 1.5% versus a home buyer going in at 3.5%. Now, you know, 30-year fixed rates have gone up from 3.5%. They're now just under 5%. But when you can borrow money basically for free at 1.5%, you know, how can you compete with that?
There's also, of course, the foreign investors that come in from other nations that are also buying up homes to turn them into rentals.
Yep. And you should see Orange County here in California, just north of San Diego, north of here. You know, there are so many Chinese folks buying homes in Orange County. You won't even recognize some places. I mean, it's a free market. They can buy homes wherever they want, but they understand that California, you know, they're not building homes fast in California. So when they're buying homes, that's a great investment because it's a great store of value because they're not building homes very fast here in California because of all the rent, because of all the regulations.
We talked a lot about the government and some of the red tape that is, you know, there and causing some of the hurdles. What can our listeners do? Is there anything that that the people who are, you know, listening and hearing about these problems, interested in getting in the market soon, buying or trying to find homes for their family, what can they do?
Well, on the macro basis, I think the best thing to do is really take a look when government talks about getting involved and supporting affordable housing. What they're talking about supporting is an entire industry called the affordable housing industry, which makes it not affordable because, you know, there's builders that still costs a lot of money to build housing. There's only one real way that the cost of housing will come down, and that's by building a lot of housing, right? And historically, every year, all the home builders in the country are building as fast as they can, but there's still always 1 million to 3 million homes short. So broad picture, they have to understand that this affordable housing industry is simply a way for government to make itself look like it's doing something for the problem, whereas all it's doing is making it worse. What really needs to be done is we got to build more housing. Now, zoning, I know Houston doesn't have zoning, which is it's a very interesting case study. But zoning helps, you know, in most areas of the company where, you know, housing should be built separate from where businesses are. But on a micro level, what can a person do in terms of affordable housing? I think take a look at condominiums. It's a great way to get your first foothold into the real estate market. And it's much less expensive than single family housing.
All righty. We have Dave Rauch with us today on Ask the Expert. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.